Tuesday as well. The Foundry has the best karaoke show in Thunder Bay. It's 19 plus, no cover, and that starts at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
L-A-C-K-O and don't play no about my place. Big potato on that Draco, new bandana on my face. Ain't no stains up on my drapes, squeaky clean, fuck you say. Peep the teeth, no dentures please. Princess cut, no dentist please. Say cheese for the cameras, hey. AGs for the dancers, hey. Benji's in the safe,
that's right.
Bentley's for the families, but it all go to waste. So what more can I say? Race to the law, give me grace. Scar on my face, oh, oh, wait.
I ain't ducking niggas, I ain't ducking bullets even. Shit, I ain't ducked so since I became a vegan. Niggas fly with Jody season. Proud of pants before the season. Probably ducked off in a quiet place with your breezy. Proud of shades, probably why you couldn't see him. Shit me. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. The world is your scar face. I would like to dedicate this to the scar on my face. And the stars on the globe. The world is your scar face. Ain't no hookah. Smoking while I'm strolling down Wooster. Buck 50 my babushka. No pistol poppers and prostitutes. Car scammers and the Prada boosters. Low top, yeah, the powder blue ones. Robber two, huh? Power to you. Hallelujah, better pray to God. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. Word is your scar face. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. And the stars of the globe. Word is your scar face. That's excessive, money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and breasts. Pearls and diamonds, that's excessive. Money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and breasts.
I fell in love, that's okay. Cause we in love. Oh my God, fell in love. With the love, show me love. I give you love, fell in love. I fell in love. I want it for the love. Just show me love, just show me love.
You're my fly, she got fly now. Got a squad now, got a drop now. She club hop, hey. Jewelry shopping. Girl, you shining. Girl, you frining. Yeah, you
finest wine. You tan like diamond.
I treat you like my last dime. Go broke, no joke. I cut these hoes off. I kill the roll call. I put the doors up. She like to show off. Them bitches sleepy. Them bitches dozed off. I put a ring on it. Name got a ring to it. On my knees for you. Why me do it? He ain't do it. I cannot speak for you. But I know that he ain't flowing. Speak your language, he don't tell you things, do it. Like, girl, you dangerous. Girl, I ain't seen beauty, not till I seen you. Don't treat you like queen, do it. Queen, do it, queen, do it, queen, do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me sing to you, let this be the theme music.
I fell in love, but that's okay. Cause we in love, oh my God. Fell in love, with the love. Show me love, I give you love. Fell in love, I fell in love. I want it for the love. Just show me love, just show me love. I fell in love. And that's okay, cause I'm in love.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. This is Top of the Bops with your host, Ryan McCullough. That is me, hyping myself up a little bit. We just heard from Playboi Carti with his legendary song, Fell in Love. And honestly, love Playboi, but my favorite part of that song is the Bryson Tiller feature. And I'm not even the biggest Bryson Tiller guy, but I think that his voice sounds really nice on that track. So, like, I don't know, just a nice thing to hear. It's a nice thing for to hear Bryson really put out. I mean, I'm sure Playboi is the genius of that track. I'm sure Bryson wouldn't sound nearly as good if it wasn't for Playboi. But, you know, love that song. Great one. Before that, we had Babushka Boy from ASAP Rocky, which was the latest output from ASAP, but it was so good. Like, it was such, it really, like, it took ideas from Testing that just weren't fully there, and it really, like, made it that aggressive thing that it was. And Testing was very, like, laid back and chill, but I love that when he came out and did Babushka Boy, it was so hard hitting and all this, and it came out right after he did that stint in jail in, like, Sweden. So I think that Babushka Boy was such a great song. It's actually probably one of my favorite ASAP songs, but so good. And if you haven't had a chance, the music video that goes along with Babushka Boy is unreal. It's a super surreal, just cool music video. I love it so much. I already got the bops going on tonight, but it's Top of the Bops. What else can you expect? All right, up next, we're going to hear from Sky Ferreira with one of her older songs, Love in Stereo. I mean, I got to play an older song if it's Sky Ferreira because she ain't releasing any new music lately, which is so annoying. But you know what? The older stuff is still so good. I'm not even mad. I just want more. I'm kind of greedy like that. Anyway, this is Love in Stereo by Sky Ferreira on CILU 102.7, Top of the Bops.
To be my friend, I can't keep up. He's locked inside my head, but he just wants to be my friend. It's always just stay, it's always just stay. Never just go, never just go. It's always just stay, it's always just stay. Never just go, never just go. Thank you.
you're feeling real sad, just look on your wall. I'm your pinup princess, yeah, you know who to call. I got $1 million smile, I can live in your dreams with my angel wings and Fiorucci jeans.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. We just heard from Charlie XCX with the song Baby Girl. And I know that I've played that song before. I think I played it like maybe last month or something. But I had to play it again. I don't know why, but that song just like reminds me of like the start of spring. The number one Angel album, I think, is just a really good like album for when like you're kind of getting out of that winter blues. So with the good weather we've been having, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna play Baby Girl. It's just a great song. Plus, I honestly don't think that we've played Charlie in a while on this show, and I think that she's also the most played artist in like the history of Top of the Bops. So like, there you go, Charlie. If Charlie XCX is listening in right now, you are the number one artist on Top of the Bops. So like, good for you. I'm so happy for you, Charlie. You deserve all the credit in the world. Before that, we heard Sky Ferreira with her amazing song, Love in Stereo, which is such a great song. And it came out in 2014, I think. And what I love about it is it has those chamber pop qualities that are all of a sudden starting to become like more common in pop music. Like that song sounds a lot like Caroline Polachek, and I really think that that's super cool. And I would love to see if Caroline Polachek like was a big fan of that album, because I think that The Nighttime My Time, I know when it came out, it kind of got like backlash because some people thought it was kind of like weird and redundant, but I feel like it's kind of aging really nicely as a record. So I think that that's super exciting and just cool. And I always loved the album. Like I went that weekend and bought it at the record store. So I'm really happy that it is kind of like still present in other music, even if Sky Ferreira isn't making new music, which I really wish she was. But I'm really happy to hear other artists kind of took notice of what she did and is continuing on with that trend. Up next, we're going to hear a pop punk, an emo classic from one of the best emo bands there was, Paramore. And this is such a great song. This is another one of those songs for coming out of that winter blues and when you're starting to get like that excitement to kind of, you know, go out and do stuff again. But it's Brick by Boring Brick by Paramore. And the brand new Eyes album by Paramore is so good, and it was so mature for the age that the band was when they recorded it. It's so interesting. I love these lyrics because they still have that like childhood vibe, but it's just angry. So I love like the lyrical themes, how they're childlike, but there's still that, you know, very real feeling of anger and just aggression throughout the whole song. So I think that this was when Paramore really came into their own, and all their stuff before that was great, don't get me wrong. Like, of course, Riot was probably, like, it's usually their undisputed classic. But I think that Brand New Eyes was so good. And I think that Brick by Boring Brick is such a great example of just that fantastic songwriting that they were doing. So we're going to hear from Paramore up next. And then later we're going to hear from Captain Jazz. And that'll take us right into our ad break. This is Top of the Bops with Ryan McCullough.
She lives in the fairy tale, somewhere too far for us to CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
We'll be right back.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. That was The Replacements with their song Senior Video from their amazing album Let It Be. You know what I find so funny about that is apparently they just called it Let It Be just so they could, you know, leech off of the clout that Let It Be by the Beatles had, which I think is hilarious. That was like when Wilco released their album Star Wars. I think that is so funny, especially because it's The Replacements and literally they're just a bunch of goofballs, but like, hey, The Replacements are so amazing. I also find it so interesting how in the 80s, The Replacements and REM were like indie rivals. And then after The Replacements broke up in the early 90s, REM became like the biggest band on planet Earth. And I think that is so funny that they were one time like competitors. And I actually like The Replacements more. But I think that it's just super funny that those two bands were competing and then one ended up becoming like, you know, who they did. That was like when the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five had like a rivalry in the 60s. And then looking back, it's like, oh, well, yeah, obviously the Beatles won, I guess. But anyway, classic song from The Replacements. Absolutely love that one. Before that, before the break, we heard from Cap'n Jazz with their song Little League. And that is like, that is peak emo right there. Like, that is so good. And like, that was like emo before emo was emo. So it's like, it sounds a lot different, but it's so good. And like, it's so passionate, and like, even though like it's really hard to understand the vocals sometime and the lyrics aren't like Shakespeare or anything, like just being able to feel that emotion in his voice is absolutely like stunning, like a stellar performance from Cap'n Jazz. I think that is such a great song, and I think that whole album, the Cap'n Jazz album, I'm not even going to try and say its name right now because the name is like so ridiculous. But anyway, that whole Cap'n Jazz album is so good and such a great emo precursor. And I think that it's just so amazing. Like, even listening to it now, just absolutely phenomenal album, just great output. Little League by Cap'n Jazz, just such a great song, such an insane song. The next song we're going to hear is from this artist, Jill Sabool. And I really know nothing about her, but this song was in the movie Clueless in the 90s, and it's such a great song. Like, it's not like a novelty song, but it's just so like funny but also like grim, and I think that's so cool. It's the song Supermodel, and I'm sure not many of you know it. If you've seen Clueless, then you've probably heard it, like you've obviously heard it in the movie, but it's just such a great song, and it's so 90s too. Like, it's so buzzy, and then at some point in the song they reference Tori Spelling and all this stuff. It's so 90s and so Clueless. Like, it's just a great song. Even though I don't know anything about the artist, I was just watching Clueless the other night and I was like, that is a fucking good song, and I absolutely love this song. Great addition on the soundtrack. Actually, that whole Clueless soundtrack is full of bangers. Like it doesn't get the credit it deserves, but anyway, I reside. This is Top of the Bops with Ryan McCullough. This is Jill Sabool with the song Supermodel on CILU 102.7 FM.
gonna be a supermodel. Supermodel.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. We just heard from Nicole Atkins with her song Captain, and I think that that is another great song. Very ambient, very chamber pop. I'm loving the new wave of chamber pop. I know I talk about it a lot, but I love it. And I think that if you're a big fan of the last Wise Blood album, then you're definitely going to love that Nicole Atkins album. It's super good. Yeah, just super amazing. Another artist that I don't know too much about, but just I love that sound. Great voice. And those lyrics, super just like heartfelt, just like sweet, kind of old school. I think that that's super nice. Before that, we heard Supermodel by Jill Sobule. Again, another artist that I don't know too much about, but great song from the Clueless soundtrack. Clueless is such a great movie. I know this is Top of the Bops, but I'm going to go on a movie deep dive. I'm going to become top of the movies, top of the films right now. Clueless is such a great movie. Like, the fashion in that movie, like, so good and just so of the time for Los Angeles, and it's so just like vibey, and it's one of those movies where you watch it and you want to live in it, and I think that that's such a cool thing that movies can do. Like, that's like one of my favorite things, like when you watch a show or like on Netflix or something and then you want to be a part of the show, that's like the best thing in my opinion that a thing can do, because you just want to get immersed in it. I'm going to play an interesting one up next here, but it is an absolutely unreal track in my opinion. It kind of thefts the riff from Journey's Faithfully, but that's another great song, so you know. Theft of something good can't always be that bad. But it's Steal My Girl by One Direction. And if I get any hate for playing a One Direction song, like, you can absolutely shove it up your butt, because One Direction released some absolute bangers. And it's like, people who deny that they didn't, it's like, bro, how could they not? They literally had some of the most talented songwriters, and they're a group of the most talented singers to come out of Britain at that time. Like, how can you argue that, oh, they suck? Like, they're nothing. Like, well, obviously they have something to them. If they become one of the most popular bands in the world, I mean, obviously they're broken up by now, but like, I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. Kind of those industry plant artists. Like, I think that sometimes they just release some good music, because I think that sometimes if you're an industry plant, you know what you're doing. But yeah, Steal My Girl by One Direction is an absolutely great song, and I absolutely love it. So you know what? Here we go. Top of the bops. It's a bop for sure. Steal My Girl by One Direction. CILU 102.7 FM.
The same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. Alright. She's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright. Alright. But I know for sure.
Oh,
CIOU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. We just heard from 645AR with Four to Trap. I love that song. I think that song's so catchy. Like, it's catchy. It's such an original voice. Like, even if you think it's annoying, I think that it's such a catchy voice. Like, it's an interesting voice. It's a new voice. It's a catchy voice. Doesn't sound like everything else. Very original. And you know what? Gotta give it props. I absolutely love that song. And I know that a lot of people think that song is a joke, but I love that song. I think that song is amazing. I was literally getting texts as it was playing, and it says, this sounds like my sleep paralysis demon. Well, you know what? Your sleep paralysis demon is pretty tight, yo. So 645AR, let's hope he's for real. Let's hear more from him of stuff like that, because you know what? I love that. I think that is such a unique, original sound, and sometimes that's all that matters, originality. In this day and age, it's really hard to be original. And something like that, it's pretty original. So you gotta give him props. Before that, we had a little intro to that song from Yukio with her song Drift. And that is a great song. Very ambient, very like that house movement or house DJ, city pop vibe kind of thing. And I really love that. I really love that bouncy but still super chill vibe. I think that that's a really great vibe to kind of have in a song. So the Yukio mixtape that is on is absolutely phenomenal too. No one really talked about it when it was released, even though it was kind of a bigger you know, house kind of music, J-pop kind of release. But I thought that it was so great and just so ambient and vibey, and you could really, you know, sit in the songs comfortably. And I think that was, you know, with a lot of house music, that's what you're trying to achieve, right? So great output by Yukio before that. And before that, the bop, One Direction, Steal My Girl. That song is absolutely phenomenal. Just a great song. And like, I don't know, I feel like all music really has something to say. So even music that was like, you know, kind of orchestrated by people, stuff like that, kind of orchestrated by management, kind of just meant to be a hit, like Taylor to be a hit, it's still saying something, because it's still like letting you see a side of the music industry that exists. And I think that is super interesting in and of itself, being able to kind of see these little pockets of the music industry and how they do that. So if you kind of listen to the song under different contexts, it sounds like super interesting. But honestly, with that song, no matter what context you listen to it under, I think that is such a great song. And I really do have a soft spot for just well-crafted, well-lyricized pop songs. So I think that is so cool. Up next, we're going to hear from Grimes. Grimes just released her new album, Misanthropocene, which I think it was a really good album. It actually tied together a lot better than I thought it would. I thought that it was going to be super like patchy, but it actually was really smooth and consistent. And I was pretty impressed by it. And I was actually worried that Grimes was going to kind of go off the deep end with this one, but I actually thought it was pretty good. I don't think it stands up to like Art Angels or something, but I think that it was still actually like a really good output, and I would definitely recommend you giving it a listen. But we're gonna hear a song from that new album right here called You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Not Around. Super dark song, just super great. Really love this one. So let's just get into it. Grimes, You'll Miss Me When You're Not Around, from her new album Misanthropocene.
If you don't believe
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. That was Grimes with her song, You'll Miss Me When I'm Not Around. Very eerie, very dark, probably the darkest song in the album. And that's saying a lot because that was a very dark album, but very good. Definitely recommend you check out the new album, Miss Anthropocene. That's it for Top of the Bops this week, but I'll be back next Monday with more bops, more jams, more things to get you going. Before I leave, though, going to leave you with one more great song. This is Chris Bell with the song I Am the Cosmos. This is Ryan McCullough, Top of the Bops, and I'll see you next week.
Every night I tell myself I am the cosmos, I am the wind. I don't get you back again. Just when I was starting to feel okay, you're
Are you looking for something to make your resume stand out? Frontier College can provide you with volunteer opportunities to make your resume look exceptional. Frontier College recruits volunteers to run after-school programs and become literacy tutors for children, youth, and adults. This is a great opportunity to make a difference in your community. Frontier College is seeking volunteers who can commit an hour or two a week to become a volunteer tutor. Please call 807-285-3343 for more info. Or email thunderbay@frontiercollege.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University.